Welcome to our online session. As you can see, today we have Sayadaw Oyindaka, who will give the Metta Dhamma talk. Please, Sayadaw.
Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Today, Alo Yogi, Kutinibya, Jamma Chanda Javati.
May all of you, yogis, meditators, be well, happy, and peaceful in both body and mind.
Yeah, well.
Just a short moment. Today, Sayadaw will talk about the Metta Aircon.
Aircon Sura Aedaku Bedandet Tabogu Aircon Lukore.
What we call aircon, air conditioning, is something that produces cold or coolness.
Aircon Aedaku Bedandet Lusubime Sa Pumpujino.
So an air conditioning can produce coolness, but when one turns on the air conditioning, it doesn't get immediately cold in a room. When people feel hot, when their body is hot, or when it is hot in a room, or when it is hot in a building, then they turn on the air conditioning, because this can make the body and the room, the building, cool. If one does not turn on the aircon, so then the body feels very hot, and so one can feel not comfortable in the body, or one can catch a cold, or one can get a fever. Or else one does not feel like eating, or even one cannot sleep. However, when one turns on the aircon, then that heat and the resulting discomfort or suffering will
disappear.
An air conditioning can produce coolness, but it's not immediately apparent when one turns on the aircon. Only after some time, when it is on, will one feel the coolness. And the longer the aircon is on, is running, the cooler it will get. The longer it is on, the cooler it will get.
Nanai
When the aircon is on for, let's say, 2 hours or 3 hours, then the coolness is very obvious. The room feels cool and also one's body feels cool. And likewise, the nature of metta is cool and peaceful. However, at the very beginning of metta practice, that coolness or peacefulness is not yet apparent.
Metta ga imya mu ya da ma shi lo mo ho bu shi lo shi de tot tho mi mi ye sait ma ga kilita abu dwe ga ma ngain de da de jao metta bwa mya mu ga le shi ga a le jin ma shi da ma shi de da ga de jao so ro bwa bwa jin imya mu ya da ma bo lwin phit ni da.
So the fact that one cannot immediately feel the coolness and peacefulness of the metta when one just starts practicing is not that this coolness and peacefulness is not present or that it's not its nature, but it is because the defilements in the heart and mind, they are still there, they are stronger, and the defilements they produce heat. And it's also because one has not yet the habit of cultivating
metta.
So then, after some time of practicing, this practicing metta, cultivating loving kindness, this will gradually reduce the heat produced by the defilements. So when the momentum of the metta practice gains, or when the metta practice gains momentum, then that taste of coolness and peacefulness of metta will become apparent. So the longer one cultivates metta, the cooler and more peaceful one's mind will become.
And
if one continues with the practice and goes on with the cultivation of metta, then one will not only experience the peacefulness and coolness in one's own body and mind, but also the people around us, the people in our environment, or the living beings around us, they too will experience the benefits of metta. That is, they also will experience the coolness and peacefulness of metta.
And
then, when one further continues with the cultivation of metta, then one can experience that the power of metta not only benefits oneself and people, beings nearby, but even people and living beings in one's neighborhood, in one's village, in one's town or city, will be able to experience the peacefulness and coolness of metta.
Now, Middaya Ajodhya Sarabhagule, Dinidija Khansa Dishi Layabalime.
And also one will be able one day to experience the 11 benefits of the metta meditation practice.
Yaku, Vedantara Minji Jangu Pyojane.
Now Sayadaw wants to talk about the King Vesantara.
The Chinga Tiwi Dai Zedodara Bhima Vedantara Minsura Shigure.
At one time, long ago, in the country of Sivi, there was a king called Vesantara. And this king was actually the Buddha to be, that is, the Bodhisattva. And the king Vesantara's metta and karuna, loving kindness and compassion, was very deep and strong. So it was very powerful. And because of that, one day a white elephant appeared. And this white elephant had special power, because of the power of this white elephant, the weather in the Sivi country was as it should be. And so they had good harvest, plenty of rice. And also the business in that country was going very well. And also there were no dangers. No dangers caused by natural disasters. And all the people in the country were free from dangers. And they were also free from sickness. However, in the neighboring country of Kalinga, there was a drought. It was not raining. So the people were hungry. So the people in that country met with lot of suffering, lot of
dukkha.
So the king of that country had a meeting with his ministers. So they were discussing, saying, now we have a drought in this country, and there is not enough food. People are hungry. So the people in the country, they experience a lot of suffering. So what should we do? What can we do? How can we help the people? In this way, they were discussing. So then one minister said, well, what is happening now, this drought and the people are hungry, this has come about because your sila, your virtue is not pure, meaning the king's virtue. And he said, you, the king, you should keep the five precepts very well.
And he said,
So then the king made up his mind to keep the five precepts. However, although the king kept the five precepts, it was not raining. So then they gave the order to all the people in the country that everybody should keep the five precepts. And so with that, all the people in the country were keeping the five precepts without breaking them. However, it still was not raining. So then the ministers were again thinking what to do.
So they
were reflecting that in the neighboring country of Sivi, there was King Vesantara. King Vesantara is known to have strong metta and karuna. And also, King Vesantara, he has a white elephant. So, having this white elephant, they have regular weather in their country. And they have good harvests. They have plenty of rice. And they are free from dangers. And the people in this country are healthy and have a long life.
And
also King Vesantara's metta is very deep and his karuna is also very strong. So they thought that they should go to King Vesantara and ask that he offers them the white elephant. With that, if they would get the white elephant, then they would have regular weather in their country, it would rain, and all the misery, all the suffering would disappear, and in this way the people in the country could live happily and peacefully. And so with that, the king chose six ministers who were skilled in good speech or dealing with other people. So the king told the six ministers to go and ask for the white elephant. And when they met King Vesantara, he freely offered them the white elephant. And so when the white elephant arrived in the country of Kalinga, then everything turned well.
တတော်လည်းဝတ္တန္တရာမင်းကြီးမှာတော့စင်ပြူတော်လှူလိုက်လို့တန်းသူပြည်သားတွေကစိတ်ဆိုးပြီးတန်းပြည်ကနှင်ထုတ်ကြတဲ့
However in the country of King Visantara the people were not happy that their king had given away the white elephant and so they demonstrated and chased him away
နှင်ထုတ်ခံရတော့ဝတ္တန္တရာမင်းကြီးဟာမတ္တီမိဖုရားရဲ့ဇာလီကနာဇိန်တို့ကိုမှခေါ်ပြီးဝင်းကဘာတောင်ကိုကြွသွားတယ
် So as they chased King Visantara away King Visantara left the palace with his wife Queen Madi and their two children Jali and Kanhajina and they went to the Vibhara mountain
ဝင်းကဘာတောင်မှာရောက်တယ်ဆိုလို့ရှိရင်ဝတ္တန္တရာမင်းကြီးဟာမေတ္တာတရားကိုစတင်ပွားများပါတယ
် And when they got to this Vibhara mountain they settled there and the king Visantara engaged in metta meditation practice
သွားရင်လည်းမေတ္တာတရားကိုပွားများတယ
် When he was going or practicing walking meditation he cultivated metta
ထိုင်နေတဲ့အခါမှာလည်းမေတ္တာတရားပွားများပြီးတော့ထိုင်နေ
Or when he was sitting he was practicing metta meditation in the sitting posture
ရက်နေတဲ့အခါမှာလည်းမေတ္တာတရားပွားများပြီးတော့ရက်နေတယ
် Or when he was standing then he was cultivating metta
လဲလျောင်းတဲ့အခါမှာလည်းအိပ်မပျော်သေးလို့ရှိရင်မေတ္တာတရားပဲပွားများပြီးနေတယ
် Or else when he was lying And before falling asleep, he was also practicing metta meditation. So during all his waking hours, all day long, he was cultivating metta meditation. He was living with metta.
And he was practicing metta meditation alone.
And practicing in this way, metta became very strong and profound in his heart and mind.
To metta daya jao, Vatantara Mingyi ye siddhi khana guriya nyin ye chanda la re.
And based on his strong metta, then Visantara King's body and mind became calm and peaceful.
Dide chusa bwamya adho udo.မေတ္တာတရားပုံမှုအားကောင်းလာတယ်
။ So he continued to practice metta and with this he deepened and strengthened the metta.
အဲဒီမေတ္တာတရားအားကောင်းလာတော့သူနဲ့အတူနေတဲ့မတ္တီမိဖုရားတို့ဇာလီကနာဇိန်တို့လည်းအေးမြတ်ချမ်းသာလာကြတယ်
။ And due to his very strong metta also the people he was withhis wife Madi, his children Jali and Kanhajina, they also became calm and peaceful.
And they again became jari.
And they could live without any dangers.
Do metta jao me, wingabha dao mo ma shi de tarawa dui le begin yangin biro da ubo du chikin nyanu jari de.
And also other living beings on that Vibhara mountain, they also experienced calmness, peacefulness, and they could live free from dangers.
Daha Vatantara Mingyi Deu Diyao Ye Eyagun Metta Jong Phit Ba De.
And this is the, or this was the result ofone person's metta, the result of King Visantara's metta.
Vatantara Mingyi lo da lu dai metta tha ja metta pwa ni ja me so yin be lu be nai kan be dai pi sin ye au ma le.
So if everybody like King Visantara would engage in the cultivation of metta and live with metta, then how could it be that people, people amongst themselves or countries would quarrel and have conflicts.
And then
would there be any more reasons for dangers? So then all, every being would live, would be well and happy and would be able to live free from dangers. So on the earth that we live, our mother earth on which we live, it seems like that the metta of living beings is not strong, or there is only little metta.
Metta tha du, metta bwa du, ne bo ya de.
So there are not many people, not many beings who cultivate metta.
Da ja kaba anan so de lo andre myu myu ri joun bi ni ja ya de.
And that's why on this earth, on this planet, one encounters so many dangers.
Now, jamaeri biajare, zayidari, shaba biro lajare.
So people are not healthy, or they are lacking food.
Kayan dodari pibwa bi lajare.
And a lot of dosa is happening. And this happens because there is not enough metta, because there is little metta.
ဒါကြောင့်ဉာဏ်ချမ်းသာခြင်းအစသာရာရာအစဉ်ပြေခြင်းစတဲ့အစဉ်ပြေခြင်းကြတဲ့ပုဂ္ဂိုလ်များအားလုံးဟာမေတ္တာတရားကိုဝါမျှကြဖို့မေတ္တာထားမေတ္တာနဲ့နေကြဖို့တိုက်တွန်းလိုပါတယ်
That's why Sayadaw encourages people or living beings who want to live happily, peacefully, and with good health, who want to have all aspects of their lives be fulfilled, that all these beings should engage in the cultivation of loving kindness, that they should practice metta.
Gozi gozi metta tha metta bwalu.
So may all of you have metta, cultivate metta, and be happy and peaceful.
And
may all of you have all the aspects of life be fulfilled. And with these words, Sayadaw concludes his Metta Aircon Dhamma Talk.
Yogi Myane Lekwa Alon Dattwa Hari Kusin Nibya Jamma Chanda Jabhazi Sada Yaya Asim Ji Jabhazi.
So may all of you yogis, together with all living beings, be well, happy and peaceful, and may all the aspects of your life be fulfilled.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Okay, good.
Ati.
Ati, no? Mm. Tore.
Samyan namyan nashire. Do you want?
Do you want?
Bobby.
Jizipa. Guy, what do you do?
Good night, Sayadaw. Mm-hmm.
Set up, yeah.
See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. Otto.
Go on.
Please, your hand. Just a moment, we are getting ready to continue. So before we go to the metta meditation, just one little comment on the story that Sayadaw told about King Vesantara. In his book on the practice of metta meditation as the base for vipassana meditation, he included the later part of this story, just the part where King Vesantara with his wife and the two children is on Vibhara Mountain practicing metta meditation. And in the book it says, as a result of his practice, the feeling of metta was radiated over an area of 36 kilometers, and all living beings treated each other with metta. Living with metta in their hearts, they did not harm each other. Their minds were completely filled with feelings of affection and friendliness and the sincere wish for other beings' welfare. Even when a tiger met other animals, such as wild oxen, goats, or rabbits, there was only affection and the sincere wish for their happiness. When I was translating this book from Burmese into English, that was many years ago, I was at the center in Mobi, Sayadaw Ujjanaka Center outside of Yangon, and we had an English man as a long-term yogi in the center. And when he took a break in his Vipassana meditation practice, I asked him to please read the English manuscript and to correct my crummy German English. And so he did. And when he gave me back, you know, with some suggestions, on this part, on this page, he made a comment saying, "Well, did all the tigers become vegetarian?" Well, I don't suppose so. So with this, we'll do another meditation, metta meditation of radiating metta to groups of beings. And what I would like today to do, is the cultivation of metta in concentric circles. For me, that's a joyful way of radiating metta. It's kind of easy, not so complicated, and depending on how much time I have, I can expand the circles in smaller steps or in bigger chunks. It means I start with myself and then making concentric circles, or a concentric circle that, you know, becomes bigger and includes more and more people and living beings. So I will guide you through this metta meditation. Please find a comfortable posture. Taking a few moments to settle into your body. Relax the body. And then focus your mind on yourself, as you will be the first object of your metta meditation. Choose your metta wish, which you then continue to use for the rest of the meditation, for other groups of beings. Very gently and softly, start to repeat this metta wish. Connecting with the meaning of these words. Connecting with yourself. Wishing it to yourself. And now we open up the circle, make it larger to include all the beings in the room where we are. So to include another person or other persons who are in the room, or the dog, the cat, the bird, but also the little bugs or the spiders. So wishing may all the beings in this room be well, happy and peaceful, or whatever your wish is. And now we make the circle bigger to include the whole house, the whole building where we are. So cultivating metta for all the people in the building, all the animals, but also all invisible beings that might be here. Wishing may all beings in this house be well, happy and peaceful. And now we make the circle bigger to include all beings in the surroundings of the house, also in the garden. So may all beings here and in the surrounding of the house be well, happy and peaceful. And now we widen the circle over the whole village, the whole town, the whole city where we live, and cultivate metta for all living beings in this town or village or city. May all beings in this town be well, happy and peaceful. Thank you. Now, make the circle as big as the country where you live. It might not be an exact circle anymore, but just include all the living beings in the country you live in your metta wish. May all living beings in this country be well, happy, and peaceful. And now, make the circle as big as the continent is on which you live. So to include all living beings on the continent you live in your metta wish. May all living beings on this continent be well, happy, and peaceful. now we make the circle as big as this earth is on which we live, and extend our metta wish to all living beings on this earth. May all living beings on this earth be well, happy, and peaceful. And lastly, we will open up the circle or cut the circle, so to cultivate and radiate the metta out into all directions, out into the universe, out into the boundless space, so that all living beings, wherever they are included in our metta wish. May all living beings, wherever they are, be well, happy, and peaceful. With this, we end this metta meditation. But the practice, of course, continues, or the metta just continues to be present, to be there. For the next 24 hours, in our formal practice, be that sitting or walking, continue to cultivate metta for different groups of people, different groups of beings. You can experiment and be creative. You can take, you know, some of the suggestions and groups that we have given you, mentioned, or guided you in the meditation. But also feel free to be creative and find your own groups or own way of cultivating metta in this way. And for the time outside of formal practice, in your day-to-day life, as usual, feel free to practice freestyle metta, a free-flowing metta. Most important is to remember to be kind, friendly, open-hearted, caring, and loving. And you might remember to every now and again distribute some metta candies. So with this, I hand over to Aya Viranyani, who will take your questions and then guide the chants.
Thank you, Aria. So who has any questions? Anyone, please. No one at all.
I have a question, but like in 5 minutes when I get off the bus. Thank you.
Thanks, Michelle.
If nobody else has a question, how has the posture has to be? Is the posture important? Is the posture the same of the Vipassana practice, or and how much is it important not to move? Of course, it's important for the deepening. If you can say something briefly about it. Thank you.
Thank you, Fabiana. This is heart work, not body work. And as the Buddha said, sitting, standing, walking, lying down. So it's less important to maintain stillness, for example, in the metta bhavana than it is in vipassana bhavana. It's more important that we be comfortable and at ease in the body. It's more important than we feel that we can adjust our posture if there is pain. Of course, an upright posture encourages wakefulness. So to use the posture to, as you need to, to support wakefulness and relaxation at the same time. So sometimes one needs to sit in a more upright way or sit as opposed to lying down. Other times you need to lie down. In the metta practice, what we do with the body, really basically the thing to remember, is it's much more flexible. So, yeah.
I can go now.
Okay, Michelle.
Thank you. So I have a question. I was radiating metta to all these beautiful beings. I'm in a ski resort yesterday, and I felt so much, and I felt so loving for everybody. And then 2 hours later, something really manipulative happened to me by those people from that beautiful place. And it's just so hard when the heart is broken and you feel really like disappointed with people to then continue to radiate metta. Although if I use the way anyway, my heart is kind of, yeah, it feels broken from, you know, the act that was done. So do you have any suggestions how to radiate metta to all beings then when it's kind of been done by those people just when you were radiating metta to them? Thank you.
That's one of the biggest challenges in the practice. Dealing with what the world offers us. When what it is totally unwelcome. It could be a world event. It can be a personal event. First thing to remember is to watch the mind and the heart and to know what reactivity is arising, and to really not push that away, to really acknowledge it, accept the brokenheartedness, feel it. If you need to do some vipassana to maintain your balance, it's important to do that. And then knowing yourself and knowing your limits, it can be very helpful, besides what you just described, which is with that kind of radical acceptance that says, well, may I be at ease anyway. In addition to that, which is what we all know to do, it can be helpful to incline to compassion. But here's where I say, know your limits. So it might not be possible to open to that. So if you can radiate metta with a compassion flavor, feel free to do that. If that's not possible, if it's too intense, you can go to yourself and radiate metta for yourself, for this broken heart in the middle of the world. And just hold yourself kindly. Whatever you do, kindness is essential, and keeping that inclination to metta is very, very, very important, because otherwise we spin on stories. So to be very aware of when we're making something really difficult into something worse by, I call it chewing on it. In other words, recycling it again and again and again in the mind, saying to ourselves how difficult this is. That's extra, and it's not helpful. Yes, it is difficult, but we don't have to say that to ourselves a million times. And this is a tendency a lot of us have. So to be very aware of the mind that wants to abide in that suffering in an unhelpful way. hold the broken heart with kindness. And as much as you can, however you can, incline to metta. Thank you, Michelle. May you be at ease.
I have a question, kind of similar, but the question is about physical pain. Yesterday I had a cramp and it was really bad, and it was difficult to meet the Baba. Every time the big wave of pain came, I noticed my body and also mind, it just became like a cocoon or just really hard. And it was quite often, that waves were quite often coming. And yes, I tried anyway, but the moment of the pain, I feel like the only thing I can do is just, you know, not just like nothing, but be hard. Like, thank you.
Thank you, Mariko. Was that happening in the meditation? Did you get the cramp while you were sitting? Is that what you're referring to, or was it in general, just daily life?
Yeah. Throughout the day, I was having cramp.
Aha, got it. Pain is really difficult in any meditative practice. And the basic instruction, as you know, is just to acknowledge it and put it aside and radiate metta anyway. But as you describe, it can make the mind very, very hard and very, very tight. We just want this to go away. And particularly if it's in a sitting and you can move, that's why we say adjust your posture slowly and carefully. If it's in daily life and we're dealing with either something that's going on through the course of the day, or something chronic, something that doesn't go away, this is much, much, much harder. First, know your relationship to the pain. Acknowledge that if it's unwholesome. So not to pretend equanimity, but really connect with whatever dosa is there. Of course we want it to go away. So to really hold that kindly, hold that reactivity kindly, not to try to change it or fix it. Radiating metta for yourself in the same way as I described with Michelle, you know, may I be at ease with this, can be helpful. And then a reflection that I find very useful with pain is twofold. First, pain is inevitable in this life. So to use the appearance of pain in our experience to get used to this, so that as our life ends, as it will, we'll have more capacity to be with it. So to have that reflection, it's like, well, this is good practice. And secondly, to remember that, you know, pain can turn us into ourself in a really self-centered way. So that there can be we can be in this bubble of difficulty. that is quite an, it's really, in the metta practice, it's very difficult because we think, oh, I'm the only one in this pain and everybody else is at ease. If that kind of attitude is arising, give yourself a reality check and open to compassion for the world. That can be very helpful. It makes it less of a claustrophobic space. Just as I feel this pain and I really don't like it and want to be free of it, so may everybody else who feels something like this be free of their pain too. Yeah. It opens it up to a much bigger space. And it's very helpful. Thank you, everybody. So, if there are no further questions, I'd like to move on to the chanting. Beginning today with the four boundless states in Pali, and going at a reasonably good pace through this.
Metta sahagatena chetasa ekam disamparitva viharati tata dutiyam tata tatiyam tata chatutam idiyudamado tiriyam sabadi sabha tataya sabha vantam lokam metta sahagatena chetasa vipulena maha Agatena apamanena awarena abhyapajena paritva viharati karuna sahagatena chetasa ekam disam paritva viharati tata dutiyam tata tatiyam tata chatutam idiyudamado tiriyam sabadisa patataya sabhavantam lokam karuna sahagatena chetasa vipulena mahagatena apamanena awarena abhyapajena paritva viharati mudita sahagatena chetasa ekam disam paritva viharati tata duti tatiyam tata tatiyam tata chatutam hidiyu damado tiri sabati sabha tataya sabha vantam lokam mudita sahagatena chetasa vipulena mahagatena apamanena awarena abhyapajena paritva viharati upeka sahagatena chetasa ekam disam paritva viharati tata dutiyam tata tatiyam tata chatutam idiyu damado tiriyam sabadi sabha tataya sabha vantam lokam upeka sahagatena chetasa vipulena mahagatena apamanena awarena abhyapajena paritva viharati.
And adding to what I just said to Michelle, with pain, either emotional or physical, chanting is a blessing. It really, especially a chant like this, which takes a lot of energy to and holds our attention. can be very, very useful to give the mind something else to pay attention to, give the mind something else to focus on. And also, a calming chant can be very useful in times of difficulty, a comforting chant. So let's go to the Metta, Karuna, Mudita, Upekkha. Metta karuna mudita 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 upekkha. I really love to use this chant to keep my mind inclining to metta before I go to bed, as I'm getting ready for bed. It's like a lullaby. So if you like to sing yourself to sleep, this is a very good one to do. Ending with the chanting today, with the Burmese sharing of merit. Gathering together and remembering and gathering together all your goodness, all your sincere effort in the practice. And sharing that with all beings in the universe, whomever they are, wherever they are, without exception. Amya, Amya, Amya. Yudo mucha pakonlo sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Amya, amya, amya. Yudo mucha pakonlo sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Amya, amya, amya. Yudo mucha pakunlo sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Thank you, everybody, for your practice. May you have a beautiful, easeful, onward leading day of practice. We'll see some of you tomorrow and group eek.
B for
Aria and E for me. 10 minutes.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.